Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram.
Today we're going to learn the halachas that pertain to suicide and avelos. This is Siman Reish Aleph, the 201st chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. These are obviously very sensitive and painful halachas, but halacha does have what to say about the halachas of avelos as it applies in these situations. So the first question is what is how is suicide viewed in the realm of Jewish law? So if it is with intent and knowledge, that's what's called ma'abed atzmoi ladas. In a case of a person who takes their life intentionally, such a person is considered having transgressed a aveira, because the Akash Baruch Hu says that I will seek out the blood from yourselves, that when a person does any form of aveira, there's a way that they can repent for it. But if a person takes their own life, they have no longer the ability for repenting for that aveira, which is seen as a very serious sin. However, it's important to realize that these are very complex and painful laws, and many people to commit suicide today and do so under incredible mental health challenges and pain and depression, and those are not considered necessarily ma'abed atzmo ladas, where a person does it with knowledge because of the immense pain and mental health illness that they're dealing with when going through such a time. And let's go a little further. It doesn't matter how old the person was. This does not matter whether the person is very young or even very old, perhaps at the end of their life, it's all the same. And this affects many situations. Unfortunately, if you go to Europe, go to Canada, assisted euthanasia is legal, and a significant amount of the population are agreeing to have their own lives taken early. That is considered murder. One's not allowed to do that in halacha. What mourning practices are withheld from ma'abed atzmoi ladas? So one is not allowed to one does not do kriya. If, God forbid, a relative was in such a case, mourning is not observed. There's no eulogies, but there is burial and tahara, ritual purification, and shrouds. It's a very, very serious situation. What happens if a person is found dead under suspicious circumstances? So let's say a person is found hanged or asphyxiated or similar. Then if there's any possibility that this was a murder, we do not suspect that it was a suicide in this terms of the halachas of avelos, and therefore we treat them with all the necessary aspects of avelos. How is the suicide of a minor or a mentally unstable person treated? So for a child who commits suicide, we view it as if they took their life unintentionally. They don't have enough das, knowledge, for this to be considered abed la'atzmo la'das. And similarly, a person who committed suicide in depression, that person is considered unintentional, and therefore these halachas do not apply to that person. That's many of the cases that we unfortunately experience in today's times. What is halacha if one commits suicide under duress? So for instance, a person is fearing torture and they take their own lives. We have a case like this in the Tanakh with Shaul HaMelech. So there's many reasons as to why Shaul HaMelech took his life, but one of the reasons could be is the fear of what they would do to him if they captured him alive. So in such a case, he is regarded like any other deceased person, and nothing is withheld from him, whether it's mourning or burial and all the aspects, because they were up against a significant challenge when it came to the decision they had to make. We now move to the second and last concept today, and that is Rishayim, evil people who pass away. So is Avelos afforded to all to non-observant Jews? And the answer is absolutely. We do the practice of Avelos for all Jews, even if they're not observant and fully keeping all the Torah and Mitzvot, still the halachas of Avelos apply. However, what about those who actually actively, ideologically separate themselves from the community? So if a person is a heretic, an informer, then takes Jews to the authorities in an unfair way, or apostates, people who have actively separated themselves ideologically from all Jewish faith and living, then those people do not get mourning. And in fact, the Kitzur goes so far as to say that after their death, relatives may dress in white, rejoice, eat and drink, and celebrating the downfall of evil people. Obviously, it's a very small cadre of people who fall into that category, but nonetheless, that would be the situation. What if such a person was executed by the government? So let's say a really bad Jew who's really has separated themselves completely from the community, and they are executed by the government. So in that case, we view that person received a kapara, and therefore they may have the regular laws of mourning for such a person. What is the halacha for a habitual sinner who did not confess before his death? So it means this is a person who's doing it, let's say, avon, a person's doing it because they can't hold themselves back. So if a person does confess, then they do get mourning. If they don't confess, if they remain ardently in such a way that they refuse to, then the kitzur paskins that that mourning is unfortunately withheld in the circumstances. Obviously, every situation is specific and unique, and therefore questions need to be asked. There's a lot of sensitivities and feelings and so on, and this doesn't apply to most people. But one should realize that it's not just for granted that everybody just gets avelos, unfortunately, because there are people who have moved so far away that they may have even lost themselves that responsibility and opportunity. With this, we conclude this very complicated section, which is the halachas of suicide, the halachas of Jews who have removed themselves from the community. With this, we close a wonderful meeting.